As they say in the business, roll 'em. This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson, sitting in for David Fair. And welcome to Cinema Chat, our weekly conversation with Russ Collins of the Michigan State Theater. And he's on the phone with me right now. Russ, how are you today?
Good. Yeah, we're still working on our virtual film program, thinking about trying to open in July for the public.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, exactly. And we're still making popcorn that people can come get on Tuesdays and Fridays. So coming up tomorrow, you can order concessions, fresh popcorn, soda pop, candy, and get it when you come to the Michigan Theater. Now, the streets are closed in front of the Michigan Theater
right over
the weekend, so we've got a little bit of a different pickup regime. And we're not doing Saturdays this week, but on Friday and then on Tuesday, which is a special member day, between 5 and 7, you can pick up a fresh batch of popcorn and it all benefits the Michigan Theater.
And there's nothing like movie theater popcorn. You guys just have that right recipe, whatever that might be. It just makes it perfect.
Right.
I got to know, what's your most popular candy? What's like the kind of candy you can never keep in stock over there?
Well, Twizzlers are pretty popular. Sour Patch Kids. And then we have some gourmet chocolate.
Done
pretty well.
Okay, so, those are three of my favorites right there. So
there you go.
Got a lot of good movies coming up. And one that seems to really stand out is one called Runner. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's about your maker, who was one of the lost boys that was recruited in the Sudanese army as a very young person.
Right,
and,
child soldiers, that is like one of the great atrocities in the world. Every time I see that, it breaks my heart every time I see that.
There's a good news outcome for this.
Now, excellent.
He was able to escape Sudan and then went to high school in the United States and became a marathon runner of world-class performance. And he qualified for the 2012 Olympics. Because the newly formed South Sudan wasn't recognized for Olympic competition, he competed independently and was allowed to do that. So that it's quite a story about a remarkable guy. He was separated from his parents for 20 years. And it's a very inspirational story.
That is amazing.
Runner, something worth seeing. And then something that's just fun and a lot of people love it is it's called the Quarantine Cat Film Festival.
Oh, man. These people are the unsung heroes of cinema. I mean, let's face it, cats don't take direction. How these people do it is amazing.
Well, I think the way they do it is they just turn on a camera or their phone on their pet cats, and then funny thing happen. Some of them train their cats to do things, and other things are just kind of captured. But over 1,200 submissions were put together into this Quarantine Cat Film Festival that's happened during the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. So there's a lot of folks who are a little bit stir-crazy from being locked in their house, and their cats are also just kind of fed up, I think.
It was like, I got to see this. I got to see my human every single second. You know, this is just wrong.
That's right. Cats need their own time. So anyway, the Quarantine Cat Film Festival was put together because it's a lot of fun, but it was also put together for an opportunity for these editors that put it together to provide a way for places like the Michigan Theater, independent theaters all over the United States, to make a little bit of money in this time when money is very, very short for independent theaters.
Right.
So we're very, very pleased about that.
And you'll be handing out prizes for this, am I right?
That's right. There will be prizes for this. So the winners haven't been announced, and so it should be a lot of fun. But Runner and Quarantine Cat Festival open tomorrow. Now, coming up on Tuesday, Deb, my wife.
Oh, here comes the cocktail cinema. Get ready for that.
Right.
This has been popular, hasn't it?
It has been popular. And so Deb and I talk about a couple of movies. We've been going through the decades this year, or this week, or next week. We're in the 80s, and we'll be doing Heathers and The Big Chill. The Big Chill is a Lawrence Kasdan film that he wrote and directed about University of Michigan graduates. Lawrence Kasdan was a University of Michigan graduate. And Heathers is about four high school girls and the difficulty that they get themselves in. with some very, very vengeful kind of thinking. But it was a very, very big film in the 80s for independent theaters and has subsequently become a cult classic.
That's right. So you did a watch. There was a virtual watch party for Heather's a while back, as I recall.
That's right. That's right. There was. Nick curated that in, and so we took that over a little bit, and we added The Big Chill. So you need to watch those two films in advance. You got to watch those in your own time, in your own way. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday from 7 to 7:30, Alan Collins, who's the bar artist and sommelier at the Paisano restaurant.
And you're related to him in some form, I take it.
That's right. He's my son. And he's going to whip up some classic drinks. And this has become a really popular part of cocktail cinema, Alan making these drinks. He's an excellent teacher. So we'll pick out some stuff that was served in the 80s, but they're really just classic cocktails. So,
yeah, what would you serve it would be interesting what would you serve not only for the 80s, but, you know, these two particular films aren't really the liveliest films. They're kind of morbid in some ways. So I'd be interested what he'd be concocting for this sort of situation.
Well, yeah, we'll find out. And if you sign up for it, he'll send you the recipes for the cocktails before the event on Tuesday. So between 7 and 7:30, Alan teaches about the cocktails that he's put up for us. And then between 7:30 and 8:30, we talk about the films Heather's and The Big Chill. We're also doing a special bundle of a couple of films that are really celebrate mindfulness. There's a documentary called The Mindfulness Movement that is currently playing. And if you rent that, then we'll give you for free The Motions of Stillness, which is an original film that was put together by tech director Jared Van Eck. It was photographed during the snowfall that we had on April the 15th.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful footage. And he wrote a score for it, electronic score for it. And Jared is an electronic musician as well as the tech director of the Michigan Theater. It's a very, very special film. Again, you can go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, sign up for all those films and particularly this mindfulness bundle, which is playing currently. So you can get that right now. We've got a couple of films that are very, very appropriate for the WEMU listeners.
Turn up, ladies and gentlemen, you want to hear about this one.
Yeah, Miriam Makeba. We opened it last week, and she was one of the first African musicians that won international stardom and whose music is always anchored by the traditional South African roots of Miriam Makeba. She was banned from South Africa and put into exile in 1959. But she was celebrated in the 60s by President John Kennedy. She did concerts with Harry Belafonte and Nina Simone. Really wonderful, wonderful artist.
Yeah, real who's who of music history right there that she's participating in. That is incredible.
Absolutely. It's a documentary that traces the 50 years of her music and performances. So Marianne Makeba, Mama Africa, check that out. It's currently playing. We also are looking at Black voices, Black filmmakers, three really great films. Toni Morrison, The Pieces That I Am, a documentary on Toni Morrison. I'm Not Your Negro, another terrific film that came out last year. Whose Street? And Just Mercy. Just Mercy is a film that's available for free. The distributor made it available for free. You can get more information about that.
Yeah, I just watched Just Mercy. I just watched Just Mercy over the weekend. It is a very, very good film. And really takes a look at just really the whole situation, not only for African-Americans being arrested, but just death row as a whole, how it, you know, now affects people of the African-American community, but also the mentally ill, and really those that aren't just getting the fair justice. It's a very important film. I do recommend it.
Absolutely. It's about an African-American lawyer that just graduated from Harvard Law School and goes to he turns down opportunities to be in big law firms to actually pursue these.
Yeah, when the people first meet him, they're asked, like, hey, you're a Harvard grad. You know, why are you just going down to just do this pro bono stuff already? And, well, he clearly had a mission, which he's still continuing to this day.
Yep, very important work, very important work. Now, a couple other films that we're opening up tomorrow, Sometimes, Always, Never, about a man searching tirelessly for his missing son. He and his son were playing a game of Scrabble. They clearly had a contentious relationship. The son lost, and he walked out of the house, and nobody had seen him since.
Wow.
And so it stars Bill Nye, who's the British actor that's a really interesting, quirky performer, but he plays a stylish tailor who has, you know, these really great suits that he makes, but he's got this relationship with his son that was damaged, and
sounds a bit of a mystery right there.
Yep, absolutely, and it's about the family working through that. And then Picture of His Life is about a war veteran of the Yom Kippur War, the Israeli Arab War, and he becomes a photographer, a nature photographer that particularly photographed big water predators, sharks and crocodiles and alligators and killer whales. It's a really interesting story about this very interesting man. Picture His Life opens on Friday. And then the Reggae Boys, there are a bunch of wonderful Jamaican guys that get together and form a soccer team and do some really, really interesting stuff. So go check that out. There's
Sounds a lot
of stuff playing.
A lot of great films, yes, indeed. Thanks a lot for joining us, Russ.
Absolutely. MishTheater.org, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, indeed. For Russ Collins, I'm Matt Hobson, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.